Well, praise be Jesus Christ. It's a great gift to be here with all of you today, celebrating this Advent liturgy, the second Sunday of Advent. My first time as a priest, being with this community for an Advent Mass, a Sunday Advent Mass. And always around this time of year, I begin to think about final exams. I went to school for far too long, and so this time of year generally is associated with final exams, the end of the semester. And in my last 4 years of schooling, my last 4 years of seminary, school was a little bit unique. And it was unique because throughout the semester, we didn't really have any assignments. There were no midterm exams, there were no quizzes, there were no projects, there were no small little assignments here and there, little writing assignments. Sounds like heaven, right, students? No homework? Oh my gosh. But what that meant was that the final exam was your only grade. That was it. The final exam was your final grade. And the final exam often looked like a 10-minute conversation with your professor in which they could ask you about anything that they talked about throughout the entire semester. So pretty high stakes, pretty high pressure. And you never know what they're going to ask you. And so these exams could go one of two ways. They could be kind of a nice experience, or they could be pretty awkward pretty fast, because a lot of times they still make you sit there and sweat it out for 10 minutes, even if you don't know the answers to the questions. And so I had one exam where the professor was so happy with the way it went that he said, "Let's go get a coffee together," right after, and he made the people in line wait another 10 or 15 minutes before they could come take their exams. I had another exam where I struggled with just kind of one area, and the professor just looked at me and she just said, "Did you study anything?" I said, "Come on, I studied pretty hard, I thought. I just didn't know this answer, I didn't know." So it can go one of two ways, depending on how you prepare. Depending on how one prepared for their exams, it could either be a nice experience or kind of a hard experience. Well, John the Baptist in today's gospel invites us to prepare the way of the Lord. The Messiah is coming. The Savior is coming. Christ, Jesus, is coming at Christmas time. And the way that we receive him at Christmas time, in large part, will depend on how well we prepare for him. Christmas could just be like every other Christmas that we've had. Or perhaps we can prepare even better to receive from him. Just this past weekend, Friday night, and yesterday, we had our confirmation retreat for the 50 students, roughly, from our parish here, who are going to be confirmed in January. They've been a part of a great preparation process, several classes, as well as this retreat, interviews with their catechists, to prepare them to be able to receive the gift of confirmation. Because this is the reality with the sacraments. Just like with those exams that I had to do, just like with Christmas, it's going to happen. The bishop is going to show up. He's going to lay hands on those kids. He's going to bless them. He's going to seal them with the sacred chrism, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But they're only going to receive that sacrament, and it's only going to take effect in their lives if they prepare well for it, if they're ready for it. And so this is also the case for us as we look forward to Christmas. It's only going to really change us if we allow it and if we prepare well for it. One of the things that our confirmation candidates got to do on Friday night is go and receive the sacrament of reconciliation, receive the sacrament of confession. And this is something that I want to encourage all of you to take advantage of during this season of Advent. In some sense, Advent is a season of repentance, of conversion, of turning our lives around so that we're better prepared to receive the Lord when he comes at Christmas. If you're worried about the sacrament of reconciliation, if you're nervous about it, if it makes you uncomfortable, that's okay. But just know that Father Tom and I, and really all the priests that I know, we're not there to yell at you. We're not there to judge you. We're simply there to be a conduit of God's mercy. When you confess your sins to the priest, they go straight through him to the Father, who only wants to forgive you And that forgiveness is passed right from the Father back through the priest to you in the words of absolution. If you're nervous about, I don't know what to say, I don't know how to start, that's okay too. Just walk in and say that to the priest. Tell them, I don't really know what to do. It's been a long time. And that's fine. They'll walk you through it. We want to make this as simple as possible. But I really do encourage you, this can be something huge that can really change the upcoming Christmas season for you. The church asks that we attend the Sacrament of Reconciliation just one time a year. That's basically like the bare minimum. And I look at my life and I think, oh my goodness, if I only did it one time a year, I think I would die. I need this sacrament. I need the sacrament of God's mercy. I need to be unburdened of my sins way more than that. But the church just asks us to do it one time a year. Perhaps allow this season of preparation, this season of Advent, to be that time to prepare for the coming of Christ our Lord at Christmas. And it not only affects that, but just like I said for those confirmation candidates, how they need to prepare to receive confirmation, we need to prepare to receive Jesus as he comes to us each and every week. Each week here in the Mass, in the Eucharist. Because again, this is an amazing grace. It's going to happen. Christmas happens. Those final exams, they happen. Ready or not, sort of. Here they come. But our experience of them, our ability to receive them, will depend on our preparedness, on our readiness, on really entering into the mystery. So for Mass, maybe that looks like spending a little bit of time in quiet before Mass, as much as you can. I know it's hard sometimes with kids running around. Prepare by reading those readings beforehand, maybe the week leading up to Sunday. And then prepare by seeking to make a good confession in this season of Advent. We've got a lot of opportunities here at St. Rafe's, but also, as I'll announce after Mass, we've got some citywide penance services coming up this week that you can take advantage of as well. If you don't feel comfortable coming to me or to Father Tom, you can go to one of the other priests that maybe doesn't know you. But either way, we don't mind. And so I encourage you in this to prepare well. Prepare well for Christmas, but prepare well for each and every Mass, each and every time that our Lord Jesus comes to us truly present here on the altar. And that will certainly change our lives and change our Christmases, fill them more and more with joy and with hope.